Welcome aboard, elevator enthusiasts and curious minds alike. You're tuned in to the Going Up Podcast, the ultimate destination for all things elevators. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of elevator aficionados, Bobby Haskett and Josh Anderson. Get ready for a joyous journey into the vertical world, where we'll be lifting the lid on elevator stories, chatting with industry experts, and exploring the cutting-edge innovations that keep us all moving on up. This is the Going Up Podcast, your weekly pass to the heights of elevator excitement. Welcome to another episode of Going Up. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it. Josh, I expect better. We'll do better next time. There we go. We got some finger pointies this time. We'll rock and roll with it. All right, guys. So this week we are going to be talking about selling with authenticity. So it's going to be our topic this week. And let me just address the fact before we even start. I just want to address the fact that I personally feel like, and I don't feel like you guys would disagree, this topic of the word authenticity, I feel like has been kind of a buzzword recently when it comes to like sales gurus and things like that. You know, just sell with authenticity, just sell with authenticity. And it's like this feel good little thing. And it's actually kind of like, well, you have to have more than that. And hopefully you're being authentic. But that's not the end of the story. So I hope today we're going to touch on the selling with authenticity. But I feel like we're going to take it kind of a next step to talk about the strategy, too. That's going to be really, really beneficial to all you folks out there. So let's dive right in. I feel like we should have a sound of like a submarine diving when we start the podcast. Can we have that? Juan, put that in post. Thank you. I feel like we should have a little cartoon version of Juan, and he just pops in whenever he shakes his head every time you ask him to do something. Looks disappointed. I like that. Yeah. All right, Bobby, I know that you wanted to start with telling us a little bit of story that gets us into this topic of selling with authenticity.
Yeah, and what it is, it comes from, if you've listened to some of our prior podcasts, you know, many of you know that in the first, once me and Josh decided that we was going to go ahead and move forward with Fabicab, you know, as a lot of you already know, I went for the first 6 months and done nothing, but every week I went out with a mechanic, a elevator sales rep, and a superintendent every week. And, you know, what we really learned very quickly in the beginning is everybody was sick of being lied to. You know, and what I mean by being lied to is not necessarily when it comes to product. It's more about being misled I'm a guy that don't sugarcoat a lot of things. It's being lied to. You know, they want the sales, so they'll tell them, yeah, I can get that for you in 7 weeks. And it takes 11 or 12 weeks to get the product to them. And it left a terrible, terrible taste in everyone's mouth. And, you know, that was when we came back and we had a drawing board, if you will, you know, of what we wanted Fabicab to be. And, you know, the very top thing was, no matter what, we have got to be authentic. And what I mean is, we have got to tell our customers exactly the truth, no matter what it is. If it's bad news, people are wanting that. Yeah. They are desiring that. And that's really where that came from in the beginning is, you know, I would like to think that, you know, we would have done that anyway, but I cannot tell you how many times over and over that I would come back and me and Josh would take a day out of that week and sit down and review all the lunches I had and what was discussed. And Josh, I don't know if you want to speak on it, but there were so many times I said, you ain't going to believe it, man, but they're being misled. Well, they're being lied to.
I think you're right. Yeah. When Bobby and I would sit down and discuss kind of what had been discovered from the industry, and I've kind of adapted this in my life in different areas, is if I'm going to do it, I'm going to add value. If I'm not adding value, then I'm not going to do it. And so what we quickly found from the feedback from the industry is there is not a need for another elevator interior company. That there wasn't a need for our product. What there was a need for is somebody who would genuinely look to help them either A, solve their problem, or help them, you know, figure out a different solution, or even recommend someone different. So to me, what I got from those discussions was, if we're going to do this, then we need to add value. We have to be different. And so we couldn't look at our competition really, because what we were trying to do is do something that they weren't doing, because everyone was getting product, but were they hearing from them? No. Were they being followed up with? No. I mean, were they being served well, and were they having sales reps pop in and meet their people and educate them on the different offerings there are and all that? Not as much as they probably wanted to. So, yeah, Bobby's right in that our authenticity comes from our desire to add value to our customers, a true desire to add value. It's not just about the sale. Did I help you? I've been witness to Bobby receiving phone calls from customers who are asking questions, not even about an elevator interior, but something within the elevator industry. Because what Bobby is offering is value to that customer, not necessarily always selling them something. So that's what I think FabriCap does well.
Like, as soon as last week we had this, just a quick little story, I had a technician call me up and say, Bobby, do you have any places we can get covers for screw jacks? For those of you that don't know, it's a safety system on an elevator, and there's a round plate in the bottom of the floor. And what I done is I said, listen, man, I don't know. Let me call a couple other technicians throughout the country that I know. Let me see what I can find out. I'll send you a link by the end of the day. By the end of the day, I sent the link, and, you know, thankfully he was good enough to go ahead and order it and get it sent on. So, you know, it was awesome. We love to be able to help in those. We didn't do it to make money, obviously. We just done it to be a good
you were authentic resource to that guy. Genuine. That's right. So there is point. That's where this authenticity, kind of how we talk about, I know we've talked about it in other episodes, like, don't just say it, show it. That's a great example. And I know of how
all of us have that. Just last week, I just had one that a guy was asking about an elevator ventilation fan. And I was like, yeah, we don't do that. But instead of just saying we don't do that, and because all of us do this, instead of just saying, well, yeah, we don't do that, good luck. Instead, I was like, hey, we don't do that. However, here's a company that does. Here's the specific kind that you're looking for. Here's a link to it. Here's a company that is a really good company. Hopefully this helps, type of thing, you know? So going that extra mile, I feel like going that extra mile is what really shows the authenticity, which is kind of weird to think, kind of weird to talk about, because I'm saying I'm really authentic because I did this. It's kind of, it's a very strange thing to talk about objectively. And I feel like we're going to have to, all of us are going to have to get over that throughout this podcast and be like this, just to be able to talk about it. But Josh, I really like what you said. You were saying, the industry didn't need another elevator interior company. You know, it didn't need that. It needed somebody who was going to solve problems. And so it's interesting to think about, you know, how all the different paths that FabriCab could have taken that was just with the main goal still being to solve a problem in whatever industry.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I tell this to my kids too, like, look for the place in class, look for the place in your friendships or whatever that you are bringing something different or something that adds value, that elevates the conversation, that elevates your situation. And I think that so many times, businesses start out with that maybe in mind. And I will say, Bobby and I have had discussions about this. It's hard to keep people in that. right? Because the bigger we get, this is a bigger machine to feed, which means it needs more sales. And you more sales, you don't have the same capacity because the people are have more people more on their plate. So do you become less authentic in that time frame? Yeah, it's totally a possibility because Bobby could have very well have said, Zara, you as well in your phone call, yeah, we don't do that. And then that's where the conversation stops. But because we are constantly talking about our secret sauce, our secret weapon at Fabicat, it's not secret now because I'm saying it out loud, is our people. And it's actually a true fact. There are plenty of people doing elevator interiors. And, you know, we started out thinking, well, we're going to just make a better product. And we did in a lot of ways, better product, different, like we're always innovating in our product. But that was only a third of what we needed to do. You know, another third was that we needed to elevate the experience that people are having when buying an interior. You know, it was very clear that Bobby had people saying, I placed my order and I have no idea when it's going to be delivered. I'm not being told. Like, they may tell me one time 8 weeks, but then it comes 12-week wait, tell 12-week later or whatever. So we quickly learned that, well, dang, you buy anything off of Amazon, it's telling you what's happening, right? And stepping you through the buying process. And all. So just not necessarily that we recreated the wheel, it's just this industry was missing that piece, you know? So the service portion.
That's very good, Josh. I want to elaborate on one thing that I think is very important for our audience out there to hear is that, you know, there are many times, even today, I will come into, you know, me and Josh will have a sit down meeting and I'm just bent. I'm sideways over some stuff because we've come up with some really innovative things. A lot of people copy what we're doing. You've heard us talk about that.
A lot of people.
Imitation is really sincere form of flattery. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. But what Josh does a lot of times is grounds me. I'll go in there. He'll let me blow off steam for 5 or 10 minutes on how pissed I am about this or that. And he says, hey, Bobby, think how cool it is that we've changed the industry that now people are communicating with their customers. What's that say?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I can honestly tell you, we have changed the way the industry must interact with the customers as far as the interior game goes.
And to your point, Bobby, it doesn't scare me to talk about it here because good figuring it out.
Yeah.
Have fun understanding how to be genuine and authentic with your customers. It's so easy. The point I was trying to make is like, as this thing gets bigger, this machine is taking more to when we, you've heard us talk about our corporate huddles, when we bring our entire team together once a month and just love on them. And it's because what we're trying to do is just ground everybody and say, hey, remember what we're here for. We're here to make sure we provide that customer an out of this world experience. Each department, each role we have at Fabicap has their own way to do that. And every one of them contribute to the overall experience they get with Fabicap. But we as a team have to bring ourselves back down because if not, I've already seen it. I can see how easy it can be to get into this routine machine that it's just get the order, fulfill the sale, deliver. Get the order, fulfill the sale, deliver. Like you can get into that and then you forget about that we're actually working with people and what do they need? And a lot of times they don't know exactly what they need. So we've spent a lot of time with them to understand it. Oh, I didn't even know I needed an email that outlined my delivery dates. But now that they've got it, they'll never go back. Like they're used to that now and they expect that now. To Bobby's point, like we've changed the way they're thinking about it. And, that's how Fabicap is being authentic.
Yes. And part of the authentic part of that is we get to know our customers well to know what they need.
That's right.
That's you know, I'm not looking for a one night stand with the customer. I'm looking for a long term relationship. And that's the truth.
It's a slower burn.
Yep.
Most people aren't going to take the time.
That's right.
They're not going to take the time. So, yeah, Bobby, I think that's a great That's so, a great way to look at it.
On that, of understanding, you know, the slow burn and everything like that, understanding the customer's needs, how do you feel like that helps you personally sell with authenticity?
I set the stage when I first meet them. I think that's really important. I set the stage letting them know that I'm looking for long-term partnerships. You know, I'm looking to be here from A to Z with you. You know, I let them know right off the bat, I don't care if you have any question and it's inside an elevator. You pick up the phone and FaceTime me or text me. I don't care if it's not in our realm. I'll get you an answer and help you to continue. Because here's the thing. A lot of customers, I am not kidding you, I've called on for a year before they ever bought one thing from me.
There's been more, right. More years.
Yeah.
And hey, that's right. And I'm telling you, like Josh said, today's corporate mentality is, if I can't get that quick sale on that, drop them, move to the next one. No. They understand from the first interaction that we have that I'm in this for the long term. I'm not in it for a quick fix on a quick PO. I'm not. I'm here to build a relationship. So as you grow in your career in the elevator industry, I already know you're going to take me with you, man. I know that. That's the difference. I have that foresight, and our team has that foresight to see that versus a lot of our, let's say no matter what you're in, a lot of corporations are just, we need to PO, and if they're not going to get it for us, go to the next one. That's great.
Yeah.
Keep that attitude up, because I'll take everybody that you're leaving behind, and I'll put the effort in to work months with them to educate them and help them and coach them. And I'll tell you right now, they won't forget it. We've said it before in the prior podcast. We've got customers that fresh came out of college that went right into sales that we took that approach with, that guess what, guys? They're district people now. They're managers now. They're people that have never forgot what we've done for them in the beginning. And they're going to be with us until the end. It's just the way it is.
Go ahead.
But to your point, Bobby, it wasn't by accident. That was an intentional design that we worked toward. Because there were discussions early on when money was slow to come in to Fabricant. Man, do we just go get the fast hitters? Do we just? And it was, nope,
that's right.
That's not the company that we're wanting to build. We want to build an authentic place where people are genuinely a partner with Fabricant. Because, you know, I've seen the flip side too. Like, we're remodeling our warehouse and that's my new lighting. And the guy comes in, he's like, I want to be a partner with you. I'm like, I just have to buy lighting once from you. I don't need a partner. I just want to buy lighting from you. So it's like, when we tell you we want to be a partner, it's because what we're selling you is that experience. Then you're having to buy that time and time again. So it's not just words that we're saying. We've talked about it. We've studied it. We've worked with the industry to find out how we can add value and how we can actually be authentic to you and your experience. Right.
That's right. And in the beginning, we always tell stories on these podcasts. And I'm going to tell you a story right now that, you know, me and Josh had to have a really good talk about this. And I'll paint the picture for you. Like we said, when we very, very first opened up the doors, I took care of all the sales throughout the whole U.S. Man, just that's a lot. Okay, so I'm just calling. I'm jumping in the car, and I'm going for 3 weeks at a time, staying even in hotels on the weekends. And what I would do is I would call back about every 2 or 3 days to the office, and I would talk to Josh. And what Josh would say is, hey, man, how's it going out there? Have you got any POs? Now, in all respect, I understand where Josh was coming from. And what I mean by that is Josh is like, hey, Bobby, I got to wait on making payroll. I got to keep the lights on. We got rent. You know, I need these POs. But one thing I'll give him a lot of credit for is he would say, hey, how's it going out there? And I'll say, hey, man, building some good relationships, man. I think we're having some good headway. And he was, I don't know if trusting is the word that we want to use here, but he was had enough trust in me to go, I really wanted to hear that you wanted to, that you had a PO, but yeah. I understand what you're saying because of our upfront work, seeing that there was that missing in, you know, that was a big missing part in the industry. So if you're going to do it, it is a slow burn and get your pocketbook out.
Well, and it was trusting you, yes, but it was trusting the process that you and I had established in the beginning. Yep. Of like, yes, the day-to-day Josh in that moment, the one paying the bills, mm-hmm. needed the purchase orders. But the leadership, Josh, was like, you know what? That's what we said. This is what we wanted from the beginning. And I believe in that. I believe in the process. And I believe that Bobby can get it done. And you mm-hmm. do have to just kind of sit back. So it was. But it was, to your point, what we're trying yeah. to say, it was intentional. We yeah. wanted an authentic relationship yeah. with our customers. Like
really early on, Bobby said, I wrote this down. He said, we may have done it anyway, like worked with authenticity. And I think the answer is very much yes to that. We would have, but to do that intentionally is different than just happening upon it. And that's what I want to make sure that yeah. that when people listen to this, that they're not just, this is the strategy that comes along with it. It's not just be yourself, everything will be fine, you know, like, no, there's strategy that comes along with it. There's hard work that comes along with it. And I was reading an article, and this is one of the quotes from it. It says, and I'll find it, and I'll have our producer Juan put it in the show notes. Thank you, Juan. This is when his cartoon pops up and shakes his head sadly. but it says, let's get real. You're either authentic or you're not. If you're not a genuine person in real life, you can't act like you are in sales. You can't pretend authenticity, and you can't just turn it off and on when you're selling. There are people that try to pretend, right. and every single one of us, we have all dealt with those people. Josh, you talked about in a previous episode where you had that guy that was just like, do you have kids? Wow. Mine too. Look at this yeah. pamphlet of information. You know, like,
yeah.
that's no, you're faking yeah. authenticity, not interested, move on, you know, type of thing. Or that's a hit it and quit
that,
it. Yeah.
That is yeah. why. You know, that's why, like, you know, in some of our past podcasts, you have heard that a lot of our sales team doesn't have any prior sales experience. And I want to explain to you, there's a lot of reasoning behind that. Although it is probably 3 to 4 times the work on the sales team, meaning myself and my sales manager, what I'm looking for more than anything is I want to align that person's personal values
yeah.
with the company yeah. values.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Authenticity and being one. Yeah.
I want an authentic person. I will take an authentic, genuine person, man, and I'll teach them how to sell because that's selling's right. easy. That you don't have, it ain't smoke and mirrors. It's all you got to do is be honest, you know? Yeah. And, but when you, it's really hard to find that type of individual. So yeah. what we have done is we look for that individual first.
Yes.
Then we see if we can mold them into what we need them to be as far as a salesman goes.
That's right.
I just wanted to point that out.
We have not, but maybe once or twice, hired a professional salesman.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we do is we find the people that represent Fabicab's values. And then, as Bobby says, we build them to what we want to do. And it's harder. Again, just like everything that we do a lot of times, it's longer. Much harder. It's longer. You know, instead of 6 months getting them, I mean, it's a year before those people are producing. And yep. that's a risk. It is a risk. And there have been times where we will, you know, second guess ourselves to be like, man, should we just go get a sales rep that can just pump these things out? Yeah, we could do that. And yeah, it would fix this problem, but it's just going to cause this and this problem
and do
later
damage
on.
To
so,
your brand.
It's just, that's right.
Yeah.
So we work really hard to be authentic. and find authentic people.
Yeah, I was just saying, it's an interesting statement. We work really hard to be authentic. But once again, it's the authenticity is there, but it's the strategy that comes along with it. That's the part that we work really hard on.
That's right.
And, you know, what's most important to us here is, you know, transparency. Okay. And what I mean by the transparency part of it is it's part of being authentic. Okay. But like, we're always going to be very transparent with you. Mm. I promise you, you won't always like the response we give you.
Right.
You know, I have probably turned a couple really large projects down this year already.
Getting a little braggy there. Because we're very transparent.
Hey, no, what I want to tell you is you know what that person will remember me for as?
Yeah.
I'm just not your yes man. I think I gain a lot of respect of being really upfront and transparent, of just saying, I don't think this project here is going to fit with us. And what I done in both situations this year, I gave them our competition's phone number. And here's what it is. I think you need to call them. I think they're the ones that's going to best fit you for this project. Now, a lot of people would never do that. But because that we are intentional, like you kept saying, Z, we are intentional and we were always going to do that, I'll guarantee you that client calls me next time first to see if I can do that project before they call anybody else.
Yep. And I think it would be silly not to be able to look internally at yourself and at your company and just say, listen, there are things that we do that we excel at. And we have worked really hard to excel at those things. But we also know that there are some, you can't be jack of all trades, master of none, but a jack of all is better than a master of one, I think is the full quote.
Yeah, I know a little about a lot,
but we understand that, like, hey, we can do a lot. There are things that we're really, really good at, but we're also understanding that there are other companies out there that are really good at what they do. Just like Josh said earlier, like, the industry didn't have to have another interior company. There were enough interior companies out there to get the job done, right? We just wanted to do something different. We wanted to add a different value, which, you know, Josh keeps talking about that and aligning authenticity with adding value. And that's the way that we've chosen to, that's one of the strategies that we've used in showing our authenticity. And Bobby, I want to talk a little bit about, because you don't really talk about your background that much on this podcast. And I just feel like he was in jail. So no, I'm just kidding. he was never. No, but
no, they got dropped. That got dropped.
But I want you to talk a little. I feel like my voice just cracked. But I want to going through puberty here. I want you to talk a little bit about your history, like past jobs that you've had, because this whole slow burn, this whole investing in people, that and adding value for those of you who don't know Bobby. And Bobby, I need you to turn your ears off. Take your headphones out. Bobby is very much, very, very much that person in life. And, you know, there are friendships that Bobby has had. We call him the mayor of Middletown. You know, he lived in a town called Middletown since you were like a babe, right? Yeah. Bobby knows everybody. Yep. Everybody knows Bobby. Everybody loves Bobby. And, you know, like, there'd be so many people that would, if they saw me in the Fabicab car, they'd be like, oh, that Bobby's company and stuff like that, you know? And so, like, Bobby himself is that type of person. Like, I could call Bobby at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, I have a flat tire. Is there any way you can come get me? Bobby's going to come and get me, you know? So I want you to talk just lightly on your previous experience, because you used to be an adjuster, and I want you to talk about any experience that you feel like has attributed to you developing the strategy within authenticity, because it already is there. It's naturally there for you, but developing that strategy with it and adding value.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I will kind of tell you where that came from. First and foremost, I think a lot of that for many of us out there is going to come from the family you were raised in. So I first and foremost want to say that I was blessed with wonderful mother and father that raised me. I feel right. And showed me what morals and ethics are and how to always be honest and tell the truth. And, you know, and I think that's helped me in life in general. After graduating high school, you know, I went to welding school to become a welder fabricator. Done that for a while. Then had an opportunity to come up in the insurance industry. And I was an adjuster for,
Really? I didn't know it's that long. Yeah.
And what I learned, so what I really learned in that, and I can really pinpoint, is in, I done Katrina, and I learned a lot during that time. There were a lot of people out there that were hurting, okay? And they've lost everything, and my job's to go out there and tell the insurance company how much to pay them, okay? Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, write an estimate for them and let them know. But I'd done something that at the time I didn't even realize was what I was doing. And I really, really want everybody to hear this because I think there's something to be, something to take away from this is everybody else in the camp I was in was doing, I don't know, 6-8 of these a day. And I was only doing about 4 or 5 of them. But I was working all day, and they were working all day. And I just, man, I could not put 2 and 2 together as to why that was. What I meant is, well, maybe I need to improve my computer skills a little to be faster. But what it all came down to it that I really didn't realize until basically the storm was over is we went to a absolutely humongous meeting. I think there were like 500 and some adjusters there. And believe it or not, one of the big wigs stood up and he said, you know, I'd like to know who's Bobby Haskett here. Well, number one, my heart hit the ground.
You're like, I don't know him. Do you know him?
So, you know, I waited for him to ask again before I raised my hand.
In what tone are you asking, and, sir?
Yes. Oh, man, I was nervous wreck, man. But I finally raised my hand. They asked me to stand up, and I'm telling this story because
I don't know the story, so I'm loving this.
They said they had like 657 adjusters on site. I got the number one customer service score of people turning in their customer service cards.
Yep.
But I want to tell you, but here's what I want to tell you. Honestly, I didn't even know they were keeping a customer service score. I didn't even know that they were doing it. Here's what I found that caused that. Instead of me rushing in, doing that job and jumping back in my truck and going down the road, I would ask them about their family. Yeah. I would ask them where they're staying. I would genuinely ask questions that I really did care. Yeah. I genuinely did. But how funny is it that I learned a very good lesson, like I said, and I've passed it on to many people since that. My lesson was this. Be who you are and don't worry about competing with the next person. I was so worried in all them months. And to be honest, guys, I don't think I got anything for it. Maybe a gift card, you know, of me winning that customer service award, but what I got for a lesson in life was invaluable, man. I was early 30s, I was 32, 31 years old. And I realized at that point that I was valued at that time more than the guy doing double what I was doing that day because I was representing the company correctly. And I bring that away from that because I want to let everybody know out there is being authentic is be authentic in your life, man. I mean, you know, because if you just live that way every day, I genuinely do care. Everybody that I meet in the field, even if you don't do business with me, mm-hmm. I want you to do good in
life. That's right.
Genuinely.
He does.
And I don't think that a lot of people today in sales have that, that mindset. You know, it's not about, and Josh reminded me this morning, you know, he just got back from a wonderful trip. They went to Greece and had a great, great vacation back and we were talking. And he said, you know, he reminded me again this morning, and it goes along with this story. You know, he's like, hey, Bobby, you just got to remember as a leader, if we continue to help our team achieve their dreams, we're going to get our dreams naturally.
Yeah.
So think about that in reference to the story that I'm telling you that was, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
That all I really cared about is that those people were okay and their hearts were okay because they just lost everything. But what I got out of that was not just recognition, but it opened up some more doors for me, you know, meaning work-wise, you know, it just, not even doing the deed. Here's what I will say. I will articulate it even better. Don't do a deed to expect something down the road. How about do the deed because that's who you are?
Yeah.
And I promise you, if you stay genuine to yourself, that down the road, oh man, it comes back tenfold. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And that is a great point because we just came off of our corporate huddle today. And I've said it already before. Our magic sauce is our people at Fabicab. And that does not scare me one bit when we talk about our competition. They've copied our website. They've copied our online tools. They've copied our product. They've copied our shipping. Good luck. You will not find the authenticity because that is what we hire. We hire the person.
I think, sorry for the train. Once again, we're working in an office. I think that's a very important point. And to go along with Bobby, what you were saying, they could have easily had the guy who did the most, guy or gal who did the most. They could have them stand up. They could have called them out and praised that. But the fact, and this ties in with what Josh is saying, the fact that they called you out, had you stand out, showed the company was showing, this is the thing that we value. You want to get called this is how you get called out. And the same, you know, that ties into what Josh is saying with the fact that your company culture, the culture that your leadership cultivates is going to dictate what people are going to bring to the table, the value that they're going to bring to the table. If your company cultivates the culture that the value that you have is to get me dollars and that's it, then those are the type of people that you will attract. But if you are praising the people who maybe they don't have the highest dollar right now, they're working on it, but they have the highest customer satisfaction, they're getting the best customer feedback, that, and you praise that, people are going to strive for that because people, especially when it comes to salespeople, a lot of us are competitive. So we want to be the best, you know what I'm saying? So we want to be the best in the thing that our company is asking us to be the best at, you know? And so how you decide to do that, and you have two leaders right here, you know, two co-founders here, you guys from the beginning have striven to, you know, really make that the forefront of what Fabicab is, what we're about, and anybody joining the team, if it's like, if you're not in for that, then this isn't the team for you, and that's okay.
Yep.
True.
The culture eats
it does, and spits them back out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I want to say, I know we're getting close to close, and I just want to say this, as an example of what to be, one of our senior reps, Mandy Mills, I will never forget this until the day I die. We'd been in business maybe 4 years. Mandy calls into the office because she works remotely. And she says, hey, Bobby, one of our good customers is in the hospital. He's got some unexpected illness. Yeah. And if you could, Bobby, see if you could collect some money and see what you can collect. I want to send him some money to help him out because I know he's got a long road ahead of him and a younger family. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's all.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yep.
And we said,
yeah, he was a younger guy. Remember that? He was a younger guy. Literally. Yeah. And it was hard. Young family. Yep.
Had some bad health issues. And literally, man, Mandy, we went around and.
No, absolutely and nobody questioned not. It. Everyone no was one. Devastated by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yep. And they're like, oh, that's a cut. And what you'll love is, even though it is Mandy's relationship, if you will, okay, production sees them as one of our good customers and they don't even know their name. Meaning by that, oh, yeah, one of our customers, they need something. Here's $5. And I'm talking people never met them. So,
that's
I'm proud.
Team.
Today's podcast, I'm proud to be able to say that we have the most authentic team as a whole. I would challenge anybody to come up against us when it comes to that. I'll tell you, I'm most proud of
for
that.
For those not watching, Josh just, I think, tried to punch the camera maybe with enthusiasm. Wow. Aggressive.
Bam.
Aggressive.
Bam.
Yeah, the team, right. The value that every single person adds to this team is monumental. And let me just say, I am so, this is going to get sappy, but I'm just really happy to be a part of this team, to be a part of this podcast, to be a part of Fabicab in general, and to be able to stand with a company that stands in authenticity and celebrates authenticity. And not only celebrates it, but strategizes with that, you know, hand in hand, paired hand in hand. So, yeah.
I am too. We may have been the one that, you know, started the book.
Yeah.
Our staff is finishing it, you know, and we're participating in it just as much as you guys are. Yeah. So I love it.
For the presidents out there, Josh told me early on, Bobby, it's our job to write the first couple chapters and let them finish the book.
So if they're finishing the book, you better make sure you got good authors finishing that book. Otherwise, you're gonna wish that's you never
right.
started
right.
it.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
I feel like
good table
cite
of content.
Your sources, baby. Oh gosh,
that's right.
I feel like we could keep good talking deal. About this because I had like a whole list of things that we didn't even touch on, but I feel like we got some really good meat out of this, and I hope you listeners got some really good meat out of it too. And we look forward to the next episode that we're going to do together, and hopefully it'll add value because that's what we're here to do is to add value. Thank you, Josh. It's going to be our new mantra here.
Right.
And so thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you coming back for more. Be sure to give us any feedback that you guys have. If there's a topic that you want to hear about that you want us to discuss, drop it down in the comments. Send us your questions.
Send us your questions.
Drop it in the comments. We're all about it. We want to talk about what you guys want to hear. So let us know. So thank you so much. And we will see you next time on another episode of Going Up. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Josh. There we go. Bye, guys.
That concludes another fabulous ride on the Going Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed the elevator tales, expert insights, and the unique camaraderie that makes our show a standout in the podcast world. If you've got your own elevator stories to share or questions about the vertical world, don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@fabicab.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, keep reaching for new heights, stay uplifted, and remember, when life takes you down, there's always an elevator to bring you back up. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next floor.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.